One of the many popular Christmas traditions consists of millions of families sitting down to watch a classic piece of celluloid magic in black and white. It's a Wonderful Life is one of the most popular, inspirational and beloved films in the history of cinema. A 1946 fantasy drama produced, directed and co-written by Frank Capra, it has one of the best-known plots in movie history. James Stewart stars as George Bailey, a small-time local banker who has constantly sacrificed his personal dreams to help his family and his local community. One Christmas, the evil machinations of a diabolical rival banker, Henry Potter, provoke a potential crisis in Bailey's bank. Our innocent hero decides that the only solution is suicide. On a mission which he hopes will give him his wings, Clarence Oddbody, a befuddled angel second class, intervenes and decides to show Bailey how he has touched other people's lives and what life in his hometown, Bedford Falls, would be like if he had never been born. Although Capra's classic is probably the most watched film in movie history, it actually opened in 1946 to mixed reviews and made a loss at the box office. It was nominated for 5 Oscars, but won only one for technical achievement. The film was declared a flop. Then, almost 3 decades later, a miracle occurred. In 1974, copyright of the film was not renewed, probably because of a clerical error, and the movie entered the public domain. TV stations all over the US were now able to show the film for free, and multiple showings at Christmas made the film a firm family favorite. Capra himself was astonished. "I didn't even think of it as a Christmas story," he said. It's a Wonderful Life is considered to be one of the most uplifting, feel-good films of all time. James Stewart, the movie's star and Hollywood's everyman, and Frank Capra, one of cinema's greatest directors, considered the film their favorite. However, the film was not a favorite with everyone. In an FBI memo of 1947, It's a Wonderful Life was condemned as part of the communist infiltration of the motion picture industry. The film was trying to discredit bankers, a common trick used by communists, the memo continued. And it also maligned the upper class, alleging that people with money were mean and detestable.